It's the Phoenix FM Drive Show on Time to Talk Day. Now, mental health problems affect one in four of us, yet people are still afraid to talk about it. For people with mental health problems, not being able to talk about it can be one of the worst parts of the illness. So by getting to people to talk about mental health, we can break down stereotypes, improve relationships, aid recovery, and take the stigma out of something that affects us all. That's what Time to Talk Day is all about, and right now we're about to take time to talk with my guests, Roger Davinson, who is the CEO of Brentwood Leisure Trust and an inclusive champion officer at the Brentwood Centre. And we've also got Mike Diaper, who is the Director of Community Sport for Sport England, and Nikki Smith, who's also from Fitness in Mind. And we've also got a little fella with a lovely beard called Wayne Banks, who is a leading light in the local mental health community. Good afternoon, folks.
Hi. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us today. Now, in the main, we're here to talk about Fitness in Mind, I guess, and keeping fit and how keeping active and doing exercise benefits your well-being, really. And knowing the benefits of physical activity on mental and social well-being, why is Fitness in Mind so innovative and new?
Go on, Mike, you can answer that.
I'll tell you why we've invested in fitness for Fitness in Mind. It's because the programme is put together by people who have actually faced mental health problems and issues, and they've been through the programme and they're now supporting and helping other people, so they've got great empathy. They understand how you can feel isolated or lose all your confidence, and I think that's why it's working.
Yeah. So how did Fitness in Mind start? Where did it all begin?
It began in the cafe, the Buddhist cafe at Merrymead House.
Oh, really?
When I went to meet this incredibly stroppy guy who's to the left of me, who said, "You don't do enough."
This is Roger talking about Wayne.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we ended up talking for about 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
Had a lot of coffee that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't wrong. We didn't do enough.
Yeah.
And I still don't think we do enough, but we're getting there. And It really just started as a conversation about what can we do to help.
Sure.
On both sides, because, you know, as the Brentwood Centre, we have a huge facility and we have all the community businesses around Brentwood that we also run. One thing I don't lack is space.
Right.
But you know, one thing that we do need to do is ensure that we make the most of that space. But we also have to make sure that that these businesses also run on a cost-effective manner. And I was dealing with Wayne, and he had a lot of activity but nowhere to go.
Okay.
But he also didn't have that much money either.
Right.
So yeah, the tough negotiation was sort of getting all the activities into our buildings, but equally doing it with the idea that at some point then we're going to get some money out of this so that we can actually continue to reinvest in the facilities.
Sure.
And it's working really, really well. And I think, you know, in terms of where we're going over the next 3 years, it's tremendously exciting. And it wouldn't happen without Sport England and Active Essex.
Of course, yeah.
All
yeah.
of the other... I mean, there's so many partners to mention that I'm almost... It's like the Oscar speech. You don't want to mention anyone on the basis that you might forget someone and upset them.
Right.
But there are a lot of people involved now, and, you know, you can't underestimate how much work and effort has gone in by the whole Fitness in Mind team, which is, in my case, led by Wayne and Nikki, and they deserve all the credit.
Absolutely.
For everything that's going on.
But, I mean, from little bits of information I've heard, you were very receptive to the idea, and you've got behind it, and you've helped push it forward with enthusiasm, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah. And you know, I'm not an idiot. You know, I know a good thing when I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's you know, the thing about what we do, I mean, we open at 5 o'clock in the morning and go till 11 o'clock at night, and it's nice to have different things going on at all times, but this also makes it does Fitness in Mind makes you think as well.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's not just about sport, it's about what's going on around it. Everyone knows that exercise is good for you.
Yeah.
And yeah, as someone who's just stuffed a big cake into my mouth just before speaking, and I know there's more cake in the cafe that I'll be got my eye on, you know, and you know, I know myself, you know, exercise is good for you, but I don't do enough.
Yeah.
You know, we're not actually doing anything that nobody doesn't know about. It's just that not everyone's doing it, and they should be. But we're now sort of preaching the message that we're not actually doing anything. That is that out of the box. It's what everyone should be doing.
Okay.
And we're only doing what everyone else should be doing in the first place. So.
Sure, great. So, Mike, how did Sport England get involved in this? Who was the first approach from?
The first approach actually came when we were running something called Sport of Eight. That gives young people 6 to 8 weeks of coaching a sport of their choice and then finds them somewhere. And some money came to the centre here to run some of the sessions here. That worked brilliantly, and it's led to us now investing over the next 3 years £198,000 from the National Lottery, which will benefit something like, I think, 2,000 people.
Amazing.
And that's a huge. And do you know what I really like about the Brentwood Centre? And I get out and I see a lot of centres, a lot of places where it really feels like a community centre. Sometimes sport can feel really exclusive. You have to be super fit, or you have to look here. Actually, walking around today, I've seen just about every type of person, every age, every background, and that's what a leisure centre should be. And what you can guarantee here is a really good welcome, and that's from the people from Fitness in Mind, from the centre. Because that's one of the things, actually, which can be hard, just walking through the door, let alone if you've got a mental health issue, it can be daunting.
Absolutely.
So having that welcome is really important.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Nikki, so you see what goes on the ground level, if you don't mind me saying that. Tell us about the kind of activities that you do within Fitness in Mind.
Well, we've done a range of activities, actually, from yoga through to MMA. So whatever your level or ability, there's something for you.
Yeah.
We do community sessions like the walking or the running. So Fitness in Mind itself, we run exclusive classes, so people that are really new to exercise and are a little bit wary, some people that are anxious or depressed that don't really want to mix too early. And then we run into inclusive classes, which still have a peer support worker in those classes, but they mix in with our general members. So it's just getting them used to doing activities with your regular gym goer.
Yep.
And then the community classes that are still Fitness in Mind supported. So we have people that have mental health first aid training on those community groups. And anyone can just go along and join in.
Yeah,
a number of activities.
And the benefits are numerous, really, not only in terms of well-being, it's social skills and just getting out there and mixing
confidence,
with people.
It's literally getting people to socialise, even if they come in for a cup of coffee on the first session or watch. It's just meeting the team and knowing that there's other people out there that are in exactly the same position. And it's just you using physical activity for their mental well-being as well as their physical well-being.
Yeah.
So it covers all aspects.
So obviously, without talking about any specific individuals, but what sort of benefits do you see in people? Do you see a difference in them?
Well, I can tell you we've had 16 people go back to work.
Oh, really?
19 now.
Oh, is it 19 now?
Oh, that's really impressive.
That's possibly one of the side effects of the whole... Well, it was never in the plan, but it's for the best recruitment policy we've ever had.
we haven't employed them all.
No, not all of them, but we've got people working for us. And, normally recruiting in leisure centres is not the easiest thing in the world, and it's expensive to advertise, but... This Fitness in Mind, it's a side effect that we was not expecting, but it's very welcome, and we do have some fantastic people working for us.
I didn't know that. That is absolutely stunning. It's really amazing. Wayne, you've been very quiet here. Now, you kind of, would it be fair to say that without you, none of this would have happened?
Absolutely.
No.
I think 100% yes is the answer to that question.
I've just got a big mouth. That's all it is. And I'm a bit of a bully when it comes to chasing people for change.
Yeah.
It was needed. It was something that I think most people have taken on eventually, not initially. I'd say the only people were Brentwood Leisure Trust, who came along with us from the very beginning, took the risk, and I'd say it was a risk for them. It may not have worked. We came with £900. to run this project. Yeah. And we're now running a sustainable project after only 2 years. And the investment that we get from all the partners is really to get the more vulnerable people back into sport. And this is a community that really isn't active. It's 78% of people with mental health problems are inactive. That's a huge number.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also a huge number for your membership. So,
right.
So that's where Roger's a smart person. Yes. he can turn around and say, actually, we can convert these people into regular gym goers or fitness bunnies, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They will then be your customers, your loyal customers for a long time.
Fantastic.
Bob, can I just add that we haven't actually converted Wayne yet?
No, they're rubbish.
So after 18 months, I'm still trying to get him into exercise.
I'm the control group. So they needed a control group.
Didn't he promise earlier today on radio to do something?
I believe he promised earlier on radio
me and Michelle.
He was going to do. Should we sign something now?
Yeah. Well, you've said it now.
If you're trying to get Michelle, then you've got no chance.
That's why I ask.
we've got a record of it now, so you can't get out of it. So would it be fair to say that this whole thing must have exceeded your expectations manyfold?
Yeah. I think it was more... We knew that the fitness side and the sports side would work really well. It's the side effects, like Roger was speaking about, the fact that people went back to work. We had one guy, 7 years unemployed, didn't think he'd have a future. He dropped out of university as a sports science graduate. He's now one of our leading players in the scheme. He presents to various people across the country. He's absolutely brilliant. He's unwell at the moment, because that's what mental health does. It goes up and down, but we're ready to support him when he's ready to come back. That's the benefits that we've seen. People's lives have changed in a huge way.
Fantastic.
I mean, I must admit, we went into it with little expectation, but it was about the possibilities. I think we've surprised ourselves. It's not gone totally in the direction we were expecting, but it's gone in a good direction.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah. Now, Mike, I know you've got to dash and catch a train in a minute, but are you aware of any other Leisure Trust sporting clubs or anything that are taking this on?
Yeah, I think it's an issue which people are beginning to get, see as important. I'm not aware of actually other leisure centres doing it, but we've got a national programme with Mind. We're investing $1.5 million in 8 areas, which is all about people who've been through mental health issues, helping other people with mental health issues to get into sport, to aid their and tackle their isolation, and then hopefully get them back into work or back into school, back into a social group. So it's something which we're beginning to do quite big across the country because there's a real need there.
Fantastic.
And Fitness in Mind is actually part of the Skadirian group now, so we were part of the initial discussions when it came to mental health and sports. We've been working really closely with Mind and yourself. Yeah.
And do you know what I'd just say to your listeners is, if you do buy a lottery ticket, thank you, because you make projects like this, which are so important, make such a difference to people possible. So thank you.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. We've got to go.
Right, you've got to go. All right.
We've got to go.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be with you,
Mike Diaper and Nikki Smith. Yes, thanks you very much. Cheers.
See you
later.
Right, so that last just leaves us three then. That's
cozy now.
Roger Davinson, sorry, and Wayne Banks. Now, I've got a question here that I don't understand. So,
okay. I wrote them, so hopefully I do.
I'll ask the question, then perhaps you can explain the question and try and answer it, yeah? Mental health is one thing of the 5 key outcomes in the new sporting strategy. What are your organisations doing to address this?
That's a spelling mistake. That's probably why it didn't go quite as well.
Ah, right, okay.
In December, the government announced a new strategy for sports, and this is something that comes out every 10 years or so. So it's a really big document, a big announcement. So it's how they want the sporting physical activity to look in the future. It's always been participation being a really big player. This year they announced mental health was one of the top five, which is unheard of. It wasn't even being discussed last year or the year before. And it's people like Sport in Mind, Croydon Mind, Fitness in Mind even, that have really pushed the agenda right to the top. And we're really proud of that. I think we know that there was an influence we had on a national government strategy now. So although we might not be the ones that got the final decision, we certainly influenced that and very proud of that.
Oh, excellent. Well, Fitness in Mind. Mm. More power to your elbow.
When are you coming down?
Well,
I know you do the yoga.
Well, you know, I've recently moved house, and that involved a change of doctor, and that involved one of these MOTs that they give you. Mm-hmm. And I've got to do more exercise. I've got to stop smoking. I've got to cut down on my sugar. Mm-hmm. And I've got to take statins, which I'm not sure about.
No.
I'd rather do it through diet and exercise. Good. So, yes, I need to. But I like walking.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. So that's something I can do on my own and get out and do it. Whether I will or not,
join our group on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock.
Right, okay.
It's a bit. It's all street walking at the moment.
Yeah,
because obviously
the weather
pretty dark.
Yeah,
but it's wonderful in the summer. One thing Brentwood does have is lots of green.
Right,
and we're really going to break that out this summer and get into all the country parks. And an hour is probably not going to be enough for some of these walks that we're going to do.
That sounds nice.
The longest one we did was over 2 hours when we actually got lost.
Right, okay.
We just kept on going.
I think we nearly ended up in Chelmsford, I think. Yeah.
So you both take part in these occasionally, do you?
I love them. I mean, you get to meet different people, and it's about just walking and talking, and it's a nice, well, for me it's a nice distraction at the end of a day, just to sort of finish off with anything between 45 minutes and up of just wandering around Brentwood with different people who quite possibly you've never met before and may never meet again.
But
it's a good unwind.
And it's part of the Macmillan's Ramblers walking for health, which is part of the cancer awareness. And I know today's World Cancer Day.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And what people often forget is that people with long-term health illness, physical illnesses such as cancer, need emotional support as well.
Yes,
and
of course. Yeah.
We met with the Brentwood Survivorship support group this week, who haven't got a venue. Need somewhere to come, and we volunteered the Brentwood Centre. So
okay.
I forgot to tell you that.
Very good. Very good.
I hear a lot of things. Choose not to talk about it.
They send me to these meetings. If they send me on my own, then they often get a few extras. But it's something that we do anyway. It was really easy to sort of fit in the cancer into the Fitness for Health programme that's done at the centre.
Sure.
And the MMS Society do some work here. There's so many different groups here that people sometimes aren't aware of that you can just join in and get some support.
Fantastic. Well, Roger, can you give us some contact details so people can find out perhaps online about Fitness in Mind and the Brentwood Centre?
Yeah, it's no good giving me a form, Wayne, because I can't read. But I think the first point of contact is always the website, www.brentwood-centre.co.uk.
Yeah.
And I think once you get onto that, that will guide you into the various different programmes.
Sure,
But I think if you now actually put into a search engine Fitness in Mind, you'll find that comes up quite high now.
Ah, good. Right.
We've got such a decent profile now that even if you just search for Fitness in Mind, you'll find this very, very quickly on any search engine.
All right, lovely. Well, we'll try and put some contact details up on our website as well to get people to route into you. So, Roger Davinson, Wayne Banks, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
All more success to you in this new year of 2016. It's not that new anymore, is it?
But
there you go. And let's hope you go from strength to strength, doing some great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Much.